Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
RAGBRAI is coming to Knoxville, and it's time for final planning and for volunteers to continue to step forward to be part of the fun. Let's go in depth with Larissa Van Donsler with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and Nicole Sesker with the Center on the Square, Knoxville. So, Larissa, the big day's next week, isn't it?
It is.
Yay!
I know. It's exciting. It's fun. I'm all caught up in it. You too, Nicole?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny that the excitement, you know, we've been planning for so long, but all of a sudden it's like, one more week.
It's like a wedding is what it is. It's like a wedding.
Is that right?
I think it is. I think you plan for months and months to have this really, really big day, and then we have it.
Well, but yeah. The bicyclists are going to go away, though, aren't they?
They are.
I was going to say,
it's not like
just a wedding without the
long-term commitment. But now, okay, with that being said, though, we kind of hope for long-term commitment. You know, Somebody might say, hey, we love Knoxville so much, we want to move here, or we might want to put our big business here, or we want to come back every year for all your cool events. So.
Exactly.
So maybe a little bit of commitment.
So you're doing your best to highlight all the good things about Knoxville.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we have a ton of good things about Knoxville, and we're excited to share them.
Well, and you need some volunteers to help pull this off successfully, right? I know people have been lining up. I've been talking to a lot of people, asking them what they're doing, you know, what they plan to do that day, how they're helping. But you still need some more volunteers?
A lot more volunteers. This is Nicole. I'm chairing the housing committee, and that's definitely one space where we need some additional volunteers for.
Okay.
Whether or not it's hosting people in your home or tent space on the lawn, preferably with access to restroom facilities, we're really trying to make sure to place some of those folks that have some special needs and those types of things first and foremost. But I think the really interesting thing is we're getting applications, or we have applications waiting to be matched up with local hosts from around the country, even around the world. And these people are most interested in meeting the people of Knoxville, finding out firsthand from hosts about the town. What, you know, that just really makes the RAGBRAI experience for them. And I think that's one of the things that Knoxville is so known for, is the personal relationships and the hospitality. And this is a great way to do that on a personal level. So I've got a lot of placements still that are just, you know, one person or a couple or a small family of 3 to 5 that they're willing to, you know, sleep on the basement, in the laundry room. Somebody even said they'd sleep in the garage. I think we can do a little better than that, but we still need at least about maybe 50 placements or so. So if people are interested, I encourage them to either go to KnoxvilleRAGBRAI.com. We have an online form they can fill out. They can call the chamber here. We've got forms available as well. We have forms throughout town, too, at the Center on the Square, Candy's Flowers, and Sundance Realty for people to pick up forms, too. But we really need them in this week. People are already started to travel to Iowa for RAGBRAI, and we need to get them those accommodations as quickly as possible.
And so they're just not looking for a place out of the rain if it rains, or out of the wind if there's a storm. They want conversation, interaction.
It's an experience, yeah. And everybody's different. A lot of them are, you know, if you want us to be quiet as church mice, we will. We'll stay out of your way. They're not looking for people to really make them dinner and do a lot of those types of things. If you make those arrangements, that's fine. But most of these writers absolutely want to support the local churches and other organizations that are putting on dinner. They want to enjoy the festivities, but they also want that personal connection and interaction, too. So.
Well, that might be a good idea then. A church that's serving dinner just might open its doors for the night?
Exactly. A church might open its doors for the night, also encourage members to open their homes, and then encourage those guests staying at those homes to also partake in the dinner that church is offering. So there's a great way to help drive kind of people to the event that you're doing, too. We need both types.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about volunteering for RAGBRAI in Knoxville with Larissa Van Donsler and Nicole Sesker. Well, and Knoxville's used to this. It's at Nationals, but
absolutely. Different. It's very different. On the one hand, it's only one night, which is very different than Nationals. In a great way. You know, you get to meet people, but again, it's a very short-term type of time frame. And it's also a little bit different, too, in that you just really want to engage and go on, too. So
we need to embrace this event because it's happening. It's here. Why not be a part of it?
Exactly. It's going to happen no matter what. Seriously. I mean, they're coming.
Stop it now.
They're coming. It is going to be successful. I think anytime you have 30 plus thousand people coming into your community, that's success right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we want to take it to the next step and make it uber successful by Knoxville standards. And what that involves by Knoxville standards is Knoxville showing up. That's why RVTV was such a success last fall, was because Knoxville showed up. It wasn't in the planning. Again, it wasn't in the crazy golf carts that they decorated and raced, although that was pretty cool.
That was really cool.
It was really, really cool. It wasn't even in the celebrities, although they were very, very cool as well. It was in the mass amounts of people that showed up and participated. And so that's what's really important with events like these, is that Knoxville needs to participate. We have a great community that already does, but we're just asking for a little extra during these event times. So,
well, so what else do you need help with?
Yeah, we need help particularly with the campgrounds. Campgrounds is a pretty easy gig. You're going to be basically walking around with a map, and you're going to be directing registered riders to their areas. So if they're camping in, say, the campground A or a blue campground, I'm not quite sure how the campground committee has that situated yet or identified. That's what they get to do. They get to say, here's the map of the campground, and this is exactly where you're going to be going. So it's just a really fun way, I mean, to again, meet people and serve in a volunteer capacity. The cool part is that everybody's excited to come to Knoxville, so you get all the happy people. I mean, they're coming into the campground, and they're excited to be here, and they want to unload their stuff and then go. Mm-hmm. Participate in the festivities. So I think it'd be a really fun place to serve myself.
Well, and we've got some great campgrounds.
Oh, amazing accommodations.
We do, and that is one of the things the RAGBRAI organizers were very complimentary of Knoxville was because we have an amazing county park. We have an amazing area to put all of these riders in.
And I think the other thing, you know, we've got an amazing county park, and the schools have opened their areas for overflow camping.
Mm-hmm.
City parks are participating.
Yeah.
So we're getting great community participation as well, that our accommodations are outstanding. We just need to get people to the right place.
Exactly.
So we need the volunteers.
That's exactly
for that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It'll be a fun. It'll be a really fun area. And the campground committee and the guys out there at the Marion County Park are just really super excited about this. And they've done a great job of getting everything set up and charters identified and registered riders identified. So yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. I promise.
Okay,
I say
good.
That a lot, but I promise it will be fun. It will. Some other areas we have a pot garden separate from the beverage garden. It will be downtown. We are really encouraging families to get involved in this. This is a great way just to sell soda with your kids. Teach them a little bit about serving at a concession stand, a little bit about commerce and exchange of money for goods. I have to plug that.
Math.
Right, math, exactly. Yeah. I could always use help with that. So anyway, so we've got a lot of shifts for that still open, and that's going to run from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and these are going to run in two-hour shifts. We want to recognize people have a lot of other areas that they want to go participate in for RAGBRAI and other events, but they also have other volunteer areas that they're serving in. So 2-hour shifts.
So you've got those bright elementary kids and you want to get them involved somehow.
Yeah.
They could, that's,
absolutely.
And you want to be a part of it. There's something you can bring your kids
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. And that is the key.
Wow,
encouraging
that's a great
families
one.
To do this. I mean, learn something from it and be part of the event and part of the experience, because they'll never forget it.
And so then the kids will be meeting these people from all over the
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, now that's
and
all
who doesn't
experience.
Love to buy soda pop from a kid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Great.
It's like walking by the lemonade stand that a little kid has got.
Yeah. And that's one of the great things I like about the organization is that, you know, there's that specific place downtown that is designated as family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in the planning, there's just been a lot of thought given to making sure that all different types of experiences are accommodated in a really right. fun environment.
Right. Well, so. And I think Ragbri has this, there's this kind of this thought that mm-hmm. Ragbri is just a big party. Well, it is a big party, mm-hmm. but it's not everyone is driven to ride Ragbri because there's beer every night. I mean, mm-hmm. there are families mm-hmm. that ride Ragbri.
Sure.
There are mm-hmm. people who don't want to participate in the beverage garden. So, but we want to offer everyone something when they come. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about volunteering for Ragbri in Knoxville with Larissa Van Donsler and Nicole Sesker.
Well, that's a fun one, too. What else do you have?
Yeah, so we've got the beverage garden as well, and I think we have a few openings yet for that. Call the chamber if you're interested. I think they're late-at-night openings, though, from the 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. shift. That's kind of the shutting down and cleaning up. So
what? That's the one that's still open?
I know.
The
cleanup
that?
One?
Well, that's fun,
it wouldn't be the one I'd sign up for right now. I shouldn't say that at all, actually. Yeah, it would. It'll be a fun one. You get to kind of hear the bands wind down and
and it's
what
so
happens.
Important
afterwards.
Because the riders come back through downtown in the morning,
yes.
so we need to make sure that everything's cleaned up, put away, and ready for everybody to see it again.
Yeah.
That's like the dynamic
duo. You're really like doing a really good job with all of the stuff I'm missing. This is great.
All right. Well, what else? What else do we have?
Okay, so we have hospitality, and part of the hospitality is again the welcoming, standing alongside the road and clapping and encouraging the riders as they come into town. It is waving to the riders as they leave Knoxville the next day on Thursday morning. We're probably all going to be really, really tired, so I don't know how many we're going to get.
Uh-huh.
But it is. It's just greeting them and saying goodbye to them really, really well.
It's kind of thank you.
It is a thank you. Mm-hmm. It is. And they mm-hmm. remember that. I mean, I think that is one of the things, the lasting things that they'll remember is as they're leaving town, it wasn't to empty streets. It was mm-hmm. to people who really appreciated them being here. So.
And so you need us outlining the streets
absolutely.
That day. Just come out
show up. Yep, just show up. I mean, I don't think there needs to be any organization to that. Just come, show
absolutely.
Up, and offer
it's all
a hello
along Robinson, the whole length,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
And,
clap and say thank you.
Absolutely. Perfect.
So
for
just show up
early
risers. Anywhere along Robinson. Is that your suggestion?
I would say that.
Okay, in downtown.
In downtown. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it would be funny if a bunch of people would say thank you for last night.
Make your signs
good?
Now.
Thank you for last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Had
thank
a great
you,
time.
Wade. Exactly.
Well, I heard more.
Costumes encouraged.
It was a damn good time. Yeah.
Okay.
We're making this really tough for you, aren't we?
No, you're not. This is fun. It's a fun event.
It is a fun event.
I'm all excited about it.
Good.
All right, well, and so I see you've got a sheet here for T-shirts, too.
We,
what else?
We do, and that's the other extension of hospitality is people selling T-shirts. We have all of these Knoxville Ragbri logo T-shirts, and we want to sell them to the Ragbri riders as they're coming in. We've had a really large amount of internet sales, but we still have some left over, and we want to sell more. So we're encouraging people to contact the chamber or city hall for that. And what we're going to do is basically we're going to give you a bunch of shirts and give you a kind of a cash bag around your waist, and you're going to go out into the crowd and sell them. So,
oh, that sounds fun.
We need some hawkers.
Exactly. We do. It's like an old concert.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Basically it's not an old concert.
Like
concert.
You're at a ballpark or something. And
right.
Yeah.
So not a just
water
indoor
down
concert.
Get your Ragbri T-shirt here.
That's exactly right. And it's really just, I think, another great way just to get people out in the community, people from the community out in the Ragbri crowd, and just, again, mm-hmm. make those connections. So, so we need a lot of extroverts. I think for
extroverts.
That. Extroverts.
Or those of us that can act like we're an extrovert.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Act like an extrovert. Absolutely. We'll take anybody. Yeah. That's
right. A good slogan. Act like an extrovert.
Act like an extrovert. Is that the new chamber slogan? Can we do that?
No.
Darn it.
Okay,
so we've got that for T-shirts, and then Penny Somar at the Iowa State Savings Bank is in charge of the information center. She is still looking for quite a few people to help out in different various shifts throughout the day, with just being in the information centers that will be out of the campgrounds as well as downtown at the gazebo, with helping answer questions. People have questions about where they're supposed to be for housing, mm-hmm. or if where the laundromat is, or where they can get cash from the ATM. They don't know how the, you know, the streets. They haven't seen a map. These are the people to help with that. So.
Okay, so do you have to know downtown really well, or is there a way to figure out
there will be,
answers?
There will be a way. Yep, there will be a way. Now, Penny, again, like I said, Penny is in charge of this committee. She will be offering, I believe, on Monday, Monday night sometime, probably about 5:30, I'm going to say, at City Hall. She's going to offer kind of a volunteer
training session.
The tabloid will be in hand, so they'll be able to go through the tabloid and have those questions, know exactly what is in the tabloid, and be able to answer questions like that.
And the tabloid is?
The tabloid is a separate Rag Bri piece of article. It's
kind of like a newspaper, basically?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It's a separate newspaper specific for the Rag Bri writers, and it'll come out. It'll be printed actually this week, and then it'll be in hand to all Rag Bri writers in Des Moines as they come to
Knoxville. They'll get it, and it'll have this information that they'll need when they're in Knoxville.
Absolutely, absolutely. So kind of goes over the things, what we're known for. So we want to talk about the Iowa flag and that we are the home of the Iowa flag. The Iowa flag will actually be here in Knoxville on the during Rag Bri at the public library, so stop in and see the original. It also talks about the Hall of Fame, the racetrack, Peace Tree, McKay Insurance's involvement in Rag Bri. McKay Insurance
for decades
has insured Rag Bri forever. Well, not forever, but yeah. And then the writers individually. So that's kind of a big deal and a neat tie for them. So all of the great things that we're really known for is going to be in that tabloid and incorporated into that, as well as advertising, as well as where the vendors are, the churches are who are serving food. Safety plans for the community.
Oh, excellent point.
Crisis.
All those behind the scenes kind of committees that have done great work that you hope you never have to use.
That's exactly right. But that information is there, and that information, the Information Center volunteers will be answering those questions. So they've got some training. And again, that'll be Monday night at 5:30 at the City Hall. We'll also be doing kind of a volunteer training in general. All volunteers will get a t-shirt, a Knoxville Rag Bri volunteer t-shirt. And then, I know, they're really cool.
Sign it up now.
They are. They're really, really cool. They're great t-shirts. They're all color-coded, and they look fun. Yeah. Anyway, so we're offering that, but we also know that many of the committees have instructions. So we want people just to show up and get there at City Hall again from 3 to 7 p.m. and get their t-shirt and then get any further instructions.
Okay, now what day is that again?
Monday the 22nd.
Monday as well? Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3 to 7 City Hall.
Mm-hmm. And I will be there that whole time.
And so if I just am a last minute volunteer, I can just show
up
there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All
right. If you have any, you say, I don't know where you need me or where I want to go, we'll be able to kind of tell you and walk you through that. So,
All right. Any other jobs still open?
I'm pretty good on my end of things. How about you?
There's always great opportunity. I think that even if, you know, maybe you are out of town that day or something, working a regular shift, but you'll be in town sometimes, and you're having trouble finding a place to volunteer, make sure you get out on that route and just welcome people as they come into town and as they leave if you possibly can, because that in itself is just a huge help and a way to showcase Knoxville. Mm-hmm. So encourage everybody to participate
that way. That's really, really good, too. And and I think that's the thing is we want to already thank the people who have already signed up to volunteer and those who are hosting in their homes and who've been part of the planning processes within their organizations who are selling food and in their churches.
I'm just amazed so many volunteers, and that gets back to, you know, we're used to doing some of this for nationals. I'm just amazed though at people that are, we've got, 40 in the yard, sure, we can take an extra 20 in the house. It's amazing the way that people open up the hospitality, etc., and the hard work that some people have put in as well. So there's a way for everybody in the community to participate. It's just about what you want to get done, what you want to do, and at the very least, everybody gets to have a really good time, or a damn good time.
That's right. You know, it is. It's going to be, again, I want to reiterate, it is going to be successful regardless. We want to make it, for lack of a better word, Knoxville successful, because we know what we can do when we all get together. And
I've got emails from writers already. Yeah. they've already been placed in housing, but they're just calling or they're just emailing to say, hey, we hear Knoxville's going to be the best stop on the whole route.
Because we are.
And I'm like, that's great. Yeah. That's good that we've got early buzz. We absolutely will live up
we
to
are.
That.
We are. It is. We are going to share.
It takes a village, but we will absolutely
share
live up
Knoxville
to that.
Awesomeness. How about that? It's going to be great. And again, we are in a really good time period where we're going to be able to roll right into the Nationals with this.
Yes.
So,
yep.
so
lots yeah. of enthusiasm. Lots going on.
Through.
Thanks to Larissa Van Donsler and Nicole Sesker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.